Okay, so the first question I have is, what kind of work do you do?
I do engineering for space missions, and that includes both the spacecraft itself that would execute the mission, but also the planning for the mission itself. So, to give you an idea, if you're going to go on a trip from your house to drive all the way to Alaska, and you have to start by building a car, you also have to understand all the different roads you're going to go on and how far you have to drive and how long it's going to take and all of those things. And so it's partly the planning for the mission, but also the hardware and the software that you need to do the mission itself.
Oh, that's cool. So what inspired you to pick your job?
A movie that I saw when I was about 16 was all about U.S. Navy fighter pilots, and I really liked it, and I thought, hey, I want to be an aerospace engineer. But I only really got super, super excited about space missions like this by working on them. I realized that what we can do with space systems engineering is unique and amazing, and that not a lot of people actually do it, so it's pretty fun.
Wow, that's super cool. So what college did you go to?
I went to the University of Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
I also went to a college in Massachusetts called Stonehill College, and I got a bachelor's degree from both of them, actually. And I also got a master's degree from Johns Hopkins University.
Oh, wow. So how long have you had your job?
Well, I guess the job that I have now at Penn State, I've had for 7.5 years. Wow. For 10 years before that, I was working actually at a lab at Johns Hopkins University. And for years before that, I worked for a commercial space company that built satellites for telecommunications.
Oh, wow.
So I've been doing this for like 20 years now.
That's a long time.
It's gone by pretty quickly.
Yeah. So what is the best part about your job?
The best part of my job is when you turn the machines on that you make and you see if they're going to work. Because they don't always work, and then you have to figure out what to do to make them work, and that's really exciting.
So the next few questions I have are, like, different from, like, the scientific terms and stuff like that. So,
sure.
Does water flow on Mars?
They're pretty sure that water does flow on Mars even today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can find some of this online. If you do a Google search for water flowing on Mars, there's a spacecraft in orbit around Mars right now that has taken pictures of certain really steep hillsides, and then many, many orbits later, taken pictures of those same slopes, and they see new runs down those slopes. Have you ever seen like a road washed out where, they're basically seeing washouts in the sand on these really steep hillsides.
Oh, wow.
So they've never seen the water flowing, but all of the math and physics behind how you would describe how this new ravine on the hillside got to be there, you kind of need water to have melted from underneath the surface and then run down and then sunk back into the sand.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, do you think that there is microbial life on Mars?
Is it microbial life? Do I think that there is?
Yeah.
You know, there really could be. it takes, I think, a lot for life to take hold on any planet. But if it had taken hold in the past, I think that life is clever enough and tenacious enough to have hung on all these years. If there are pockets where water has continued to exist, then it's not impossible that life is still in existence on Mars.
Oh, wow. So, do you know if NASA keeps some stuff private?
Do I know if they keep some stuff private? You mean things, like exciting things that they know that that they haven't told us yet?
Yeah.
No, they're terrible at that. they're really, really terrible at that. One of the missions I worked on had a deal with a magazine, and they said, hey, if you get these pictures, we'll publish them in our journal, but we want to be the first ones to release the pictures. You can't send them anywhere, you can't do anything with them until we publish them. But within like a day of taking those pictures of parts of Mercury that nobody had ever seen before, NASA was like, forget that, and they posted them on the internet. So if they've discovered life somewhere and not told us, I would be amazed that they hadn't told us. Their mission is to search for life in the solar system, and for them to have hidden that from us is ridiculous. They would not do that.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Do you think that the government and NASA should keep studying Mars?
Should keep what?
Studying Mars.
Absolutely, yes. I think they should continue to study Mars and every other planet and every rock that we can get anywhere close to with a spacecraft.
Oh, yeah. I think the same. When do you think that we'll try to put living organisms on Mars?
So there's a whole group of rules that an international committee has created that tries to protect places so that we don't accidentally do that.
Ah.
But I remember in 2000 and, gosh, well, in 2006, I think it was, NASA landed the Mars Phoenix lander on Mars, and they dug in the soil, and they basically tested the soil to see what was there, and they basically said, hey, this would be good dirt to grow beans in. And then there was all this discussion about planetary protection and did we properly clean the Mars Phoenix lander to make sure that any microbes there wouldn't take hold and whatnot. A good friend of mine at work was like, heck, if I was the head of NASA, I'd send a whole bean farm there right now and see what happens. So they're very careful, because what they don't want is they don't want the next spacecraft to go there and find life and not be able to tell if it's life that's been there for the whole, 6 billion years that our solar system has been here, or if it's life that we accidentally dropped there.
Yeah. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the alkaline soil of the North Pole of Mars looks like it would be a good bean garden.
Yeah. That's all the questions I have for now.
Okay.
But thanks for your time.
You bet. If you have more questions, have your dad send me another email.